these electric cars and trucks are getting more publicity these days, and we're going to continue with that effort this morning with Manuel Carrillo, who is an automotive expert, here to talk about some of the latest things about electric vehicles. Manuel, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Bruce. Doing well. Good to hear from you.
All right, let's talk about this. I seem to get this year, 2021, seems like there's a big push for electric vehicles, either from the administrative end of it or the car dealers. Are they, I mean, where are we, is it still a novelty at this point, or are we getting everybody sort of on board with this new technology?
I think, Bruce, we are seeing with this year the inflection point with electric vehicle uptake. I mean, you were just mentioning 30 seconds ago about the introduction of the F-150 Lightning. That being by far the best-selling vehicle in the United States, with that coming out with an electric variant, that is sure, I mean, I would predict that's surely going to really increase the adoption and take rate of electric vehicles. And then the vehicle that's sitting behind me in the studio that I'm standing in right now, that's the Hyundai Ioniq 5, and there's a lot of cool stuff with that, because people ultimately, with electric vehicles, there's range anxiety, understandably, and a big reason for that is because it classically has taken so long for vehicles to recharge. But with the Hyundai Ioniq 5 sitting behind me, that has this new 800-volt charging system. So that means a 10 to 80% charge status in 18 minutes on the new 800-volt, 350-kilowatt fast charging system. That's about double the speed of what you're seeing in most EVs right now. For instance, a Mustang Mach-E, comparatively, would take about 45 minutes to charge in that same amount of time. And if you didn't have that much time, if you only had 5 minutes, with this Hyundai Ioniq 5, 68 miles of charge, or of range, in only 5 minutes of charge time. So it's incredible. It's really a step forward in the convenience factor.
Now, that's the charging of it. How about how long does it hold the charge? That's anybody think with a battery thing, and I've worked with anything with a battery, how long is it going to last? Because there's always somebody who says, I took it out, and all of us, it didn't last as long as I thought it would be. What can you tell us about that, and how does the driving, I guess, impact any of that too?
Right. So with Hyundai is famous for their 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. That also extends to their battery technology. So 10 years, 100,000 miles, so plenty of peace of mind with that. And as far as the way you drive, I mean, a lot of people drive their EVs the way they would drive their internal combustion vehicles. And so the great thing about that is that if you're hard on your vehicle, the jackrabbit starts and stuff like that, the great thing about the EVs is that they don't have nearly as many moving parts as an internal combustion engine. So that means less wear and tear, increase in reliability overall. And so on just that alone, that's another factor of why the future looks bright for EV adoption.
Do EVs need tune-ups, maybe differently than gas-powered engines or diesel-powered, but some sort of tune-up along the way?
I mean, you know, after probably more than 10 or 15 years, you would probably have to change out a battery or something like that, or maybe consider getting a new car. Pretty much the same way as it is today with internal combustion engine vehicles. So as far as tune-ups, though, yeah, you know, I did a tune-up about 20,000 miles ago on my Audi. So I remember that I can do that myself. It's, you know, it's not too hard, but you don't have to do any of that because you don't have spark plugs to gap. You don't have, you know, a bunch of, you know, different components to change after 100 or 150,000 miles. So, again, adding to the ultimate convenience factor versus internal combustion engine.
Talking to automotive expert Manny Carrillo this morning, let's talk a little bit about sort of the new trend for driving. There was a point where we were hearing, you know, young people aren't really getting their licenses. They're not driving. They're having other people do it. Did this past, I mean, is there still a shift, or is that still looming out there possibly about, you know, that young person getting that vehicle, driving, that type of a thing?
You know, from what I've seen in my experience, it seems like younger people are just waiting a little bit longer to get their licenses, but they still ultimately want that personal freedom, that air of mobility, you know, underneath their right foot. And so, I think young people still are interested in new vehicles. And with the pandemic that is, you know, we're still, you know, we're now at the tail end of, thankfully, we're definitely seeing a shift to personal mobility becoming a higher factor in transportation. Instead of taking that flight from Cleveland to, let's say, Minneapolis or something like that, people might want to drive instead. You know, that's not a bad drive, really. So, with that peace of mind of not having to sit next to somebody coughing or the screaming baby in the plane or taking the Greyhound bus or whatever your other alternative for transportation might be, the freedom of personal mobility and the safety factors that now entails for us after having gone through this pandemic is definitely a draw for car culture moving forward.
And safety features are also a big thing, whether it's gas or electric. Those are the things that have kind of sort of changed the way we drive or how we perceive ourselves driving. Talk a little bit about how the electric vehicle plays into all of that.
So with electric vehicles, I mean, safety features such as advanced driver assistance systems that, you know, that you already see on internal combustion vehicles, that just simply transfers over to the electric vehicle, but in a more efficient form factor. One of the cool features on the Hyundai Ioniq 5 here is that it has you can do one pedal driving. So if you really want to, you know, relax out and just kind of only do one control, you have that availability too. But there's a new system that this Hyundai uses that incorporates the radar cruise control with your one pedal driving, and so the vehicle will actually stop right before it reaches the vehicle ahead using its radar sensor in front. So other EVs on the market have one-pedal driving capability, but you kind of have to pray to see, like, well, will I stop in time or do I have to use a brake? With this new Hyundai Ioniq 5, that's all already taken care of for you. So that's a pretty cool little feature for added peace of mind.
What's the most challenging thing to get somebody to go with an electric vehicle? Is it cost? Is it just they like to hear the roar of an engine? What have you found out from that?
What's exciting is that each year electric vehicle cost goes down, and eventually, I mean, just within about, the experts are saying that by about 2025, we should reach parity between the cost of the overall internal combustion engine-powered vehicle and electric vehicles. So once we reach parity, there's that, and that's going to increase adoption on itself there. But the other thing is, I forgot that actually the other part of your question. I beg your pardon.
Well, or is it something that, because there's you drive it, it's so quiet. You're not, you know, there's a whole different feel behind it. You know, where's the muscle behind some things like that, in other words?
Well, what I love about electric vehicles is that they have instant torque. The highest power option for the Hyundai Ioniq 5 is a dual motor, all-wheel drive, 320 horsepower, 468 pound-feet of torque, 0 to 60 in less than 5 seconds. This is a quick vehicle, and it's pulling up to 0.75G upon takeoff. That's 3/4 of your body weight pushing on you when you hit that accelerator pedal. So that's a pretty significant feeling. I mean, we've probably seen a lot of the Tesla Model S ludicrous mode videos where people are screaming upon takeoff. That's what electric vehicles afford you. It's that instant torque, that instant response. There's no waiting for the cylinders to do their thing. There's a delay in that. With electric vehicles, you have zero delay, you have instant torque, instant power, and instant fun as a result.
The EVs produce, of course, fewer emissions. But what happens to the batteries once they are no longer functional?
So automakers are getting better and better at incorporating recycling programs within their overall vehicle life cycle. And so that's an infrastructure that keeps growing and growing. I can't give any specifics about, you know, what individual automakers are doing, but I know in general the auto industry does have provisions in place to manage the e-waste properly.
Sounds good. If people want to find out more about some of the things we've been talking about, including the vehicle you're standing nearby, where's a good place to get that information, Manuel?
HyundaiUSA.com is the best way to find new information on the 2022 Hyundai Ioniq 5. And, definitely a step in the direction of the roaring 20s that we find ourselves in.